This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to a very, very special occasion. It is Intellectually Bankrupt versus the Fat Moron in Jeopardy, Tiki version. We are joined by Sal Licata.
Carlos Mendoza?
We're joined by Sal Licata. Does a fine job on middays here on WFN.
Thanks.
Sal, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Are you confident and are you nervous in this big trivia challenge?
Confident, yes, but there is some anxiety running through my body. Yes, it is. I would say I'm a little nervous.
Now, real quick, I will just tell everybody that Sean and I had a trivia contest. I forget why we even did it, but we did it a few weeks ago. I defeated Sean. Sean was down on his luck. And then after he heard Gio call Sal intellectually bankrupt, Sean then kind of said, oh, if he's intellectually bankrupt, that's a Barry Horowitz-esque jobber that I could beat in a trivia contest.
Yes. Right.
And so he challenged Sal. Sal showed balls and said, you got it. And so that's the origin of these two facing each other in trivia.
Also, Ev, because I did walk past Marash in the newsroom after you wiped the floor with him and said something like, oh, you got blanked by Evan. I think that set Marash off a little bit, if I'm not mistaken, Sean.
Because you don't mind your own business.
Well, not minding your own business has gotten you in the room.
That's right.
Jeopardy. Okay, here we go.
Tiki version, intellectually bankrupt versus the fat moron. Now, here's how this will work. Evan is going to keep score. Loogie is going to be our kind of timer and get everything behind the scenes in order. Sean, you have your buzzer, which sounds like...
The NL East is over.
Carlos Mendoza!
And Sal, you have your buzzer, which sounds like... So when you hit your buzzer after the category is selected, Evan will determine whose buzzer went first.
So who's selecting the category?
So here's how this will work. Mm. Since Sal is the visitor in our house, that is 2 to 6:30 p.m., he is going to go first and select the first category. But once he decides which number value, monetary value, I'm going to read it. And then whoever buzzes first gets to answer it.
And remember, negative points if you got it wrong.
If you get it wrong.
Oh, that's true.
Exactly
I did not
right.
know that. Okay.
That's right.
So be careful. And one thing I ask of you, and I think both of you will be respectful, is I'm going to be as honest as I can on what buzzer I heard first.
Mm.
Okay? Do not argue with me. Don't yell at me.
You gave me this buzzer. This thing's not fixed or rigged.
No.
Okay, just making sure.
This is a buzzer you may want to use. I used it for my kids. Whenever they would be scared in their room, they would hit a buzzer and they would hear mommy talking to them. So that's where this came from, by the way.
Remember, don't just hit the buzzer to be first.
Yes.
Because if you don't know the answer, you get negative whatever monetary value you have chosen.
I got to be honest. I like these categories
so far.
So
let's go through the categories
for those who are not watching us.
Go ahead.
I just have to say this. The NHL trade deadline is come and gone. And Evan's Florida Panthers have acquired Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins.
Did they really? Loading up, man.
Now we can carry on with the game.
Nice. So, there are four categories. The first category is Super Mario. We can all figure out what that is about. The second
like
category,
Lemieux, I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, Teak.
Candelita-like. Candelita-like.
Okay. Jose Iglesias.
Like. The third category is New York State of Mind.
And
the least is over. You're lighting it green.
And the fourth category, obviously with the draft about a month or so away, is called Draft Day. So, Sal, you have control of the board. Pick your category.
I'm going to go New York State of Mind.
For?
400.
New York State of Mind for 400. It's really ripping small, off. So I'm going to have to read. Once the city's tallest building, this skyscraper.
I heard the Soto thing already. The question has not been completed.
That's all right. He can read it.
So go ahead. That is Sal Akan.
Whoa.
What? Sal won the buzzer.
I'm fine with that. I don't like hearing Sal can read the question.
Well, he just buzzed it off of once New York's tallest building.
Yes. But I can see a little bit here. Right. Now, my eyes aren't great. I think the surgery.
I'll read it and we'll start again. Ready? Once the city's tallest building, this skyscraper gets its name from the state's nickname.
Soto!
Salicata!
Empire State Building?
No. What?
Okay. I'll let you pass on this one. You have to answer in the form of a question.
Is the Empire State Building?
Let that pass. From here on out, you must answer in the form of a question.
Is that an easy one? You didn't know that, man?
Of course, if you already buzzed in.
So you felt bad. Okay.
Yeah, I bet that needy a question.
Okay. Sal,
the building, New York?
The board is yours.
LASIK surgery. You can see the board.
So for the record, that was 400. So the score right now, Sal Licata 400, Sean Morash 0, and Sal, you still run the board.
All right, New York State of Mind 600.
New York State of Mind 600. This former vice president to Thomas Jefferson was also New York's first governor and happens to share the name with the band Parliament Funkadelic's frontman.
What? Oh, God, I know that too.
I'm not touching this one. It's all you, big boy.
I can't. I know what the answer.
Nobody gets it.
Can I answer that?
Because
I
think
I
know the answer. Is
Evan. Who is Clinton? George Clinton.
That is correct. Well done, Evan.
And by the way, the only reason I knew that was not because of the music.
Politics I'm out on.
Yes. Okay. He was also, who else is vice president? Who was after Thomas Jefferson?
As president?
Yeah.
John Adams was before him. It was James Madison.
He was also Madison's vice president.
That's right. I think he's the only guy to do that.
Only one to do that. I did not put presidential history in here.
All right.
You still have the board.
All right, New York State of Mind, 200.
New York State of Mind for 200. New York City has 36 subway lines in New York City, but this is the only one that goes to Citi Field.
Soto!
That's Sal Licata. He got a first.
The 7 train! The 7! What is the 7 line?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes!
It is now 600 for Sal, 0 for Sean.
These buzzers are a little faulty, I must say.
I definitely had that first, but the buzzer went.
I heard Sal's buzzer first. That's all I can tell you.
I know you did.
All right, Sal.
Okay. Let's go with, Candelita-like.
For
200, TK.
Candelita-like for 200. Born Armando Perez in Miami, Florida, this dog of a Latin star pumps out collab hits like this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. This biggity boy's a diggity dog. I have them like Miley Cyrus, clothes off, twerking in their bras and thongs.
Sean, are you trying to buzz?
Yeah, I rang it 16 times.
I didn't hear his at all.
All right, go ahead, Sean.
No, I did. I heard it faintly. That's why I asked that. Sean,
who
the board is
Pitbull?
Yours.
Yes, well done. Well done, Sean. You now have the board.
200 for Sean. It is now 600 for Sal.
At least you didn't get swept.
I get damn right I didn't. All right, give me draft day for 200.
Draft day for 200.
What are you smirking at, Sal?
During
feel good.
The annual player selection meeting, the first round teams have this long to make a selection.
The NL East is over.
Sean Morash.
10 minutes. What is 10 minutes?
I warned you. You should have known.
They switched it.
Answer in the form of a question,
dude.
I'm
a fat moron. He got a pass on his first one.
I mean, you were
I'll give him a pass. You could give him a pass.
All right, I'll give you a pass. Answer in the form of the question, you fat moron and you intellectually challenged.
I'm sorry, I keep forgetting.
All right, what is 10 minutes?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, that gets him up to 400. Sal still in the lead, 600 to 400.
All right. But Sean no more mulligans going forward on that.
No more mulligans.
Agreed.
All right. We've each got
what
one.
Is, it has to be. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or who is.
Okay, right.
All right. Sean, you still.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have the board.
All right. You know what? Let's clean off the 200s. Give me Super Mario for 200.
Super Mario. Super
I already sense a mistake.
For 200, this job is Mario's profession. I got it. At least is over first. So, Sean, the board is yours.
What is a plumber?
That is correct.
All right.
We are now tied.
We're tied at 600. Little bit of a comeback.
Sal had an early lead. Sean has fought back, and you still control the board.
I do have to say, I love where this is going, but I do feel like Tiki put together, let's call it the kids' version of the game. That's where I feel like we're at right
now.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, let's go with Candelita-like for 400.
All right.
Here we go.
Candelita-like for 400. This would be... No, wait, I did the wrong one the first time. So, song, Ricky Martin's most famous American tune.
Sono, that's Sal Licata.
Live La Vida Loca.
There it is.
No!
What
no,
is? What,
no. Yes, what is Living La Vida Loca?
No mulligans.
How many sports talks radio hosts did it take to fix a light bulb?
We just
How
agreed.
Many times do we have to go over the rules? Someone write them down.
No, that's my fault.
We did just agree, no more mulligans.
All right, so that is losing two for Sal, gaining two for Sean.
Intellectually bankrupt.
No, gaining four and losing four.
Right.
That was 400. Yes. I apologize. So now it's 200 for Sal, 1,000 for Sean.
Ugh. Wow.
And yes, I knew the song anyway. You buzzed for jackass. Pressure's on you now.
All
Sean,
right.
By the way.
All right.
Sean, you have the board.
Butterbean will take Candelita-like for 600.
We've lost the board.
The board is an issue here.
Yeah. I'm going to hold it for you. I'll be Vanna White. Go ahead.
For 600, this ex-marido of Ginny from the Block was also the godson of the late Jim Fossil.
That would be Sal Licata. Sal.
Who is Mark Anthony?
That is correct.
Mark Anthony!
Suck it, Butterbean!
There it is.
J-Lo, that's my speed. Politics, I have no idea.
So 800 to 1,000.
It's very close. Sean's lead down to 200. There are four categories left, and Sal has the board.
For those who don't understand that story,
four questions left, that's it.
In 2002, Mark Anthony converted to Catholicism, and he asked Jim Fossil to be his godfather.
How about that?
Yeah, that part I did not know.
And Jim said,
I heard
yes.
ex-J-Lo, and I'm right. I mean, there's obviously many you could choose from.
That's good
all right, let me go draft day 600.
Big one.
All right, you play the board so weird.
Draft day for 600. This two-sports star refused to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after they drafted him number one overall in the 1986 draft. He chose baseball instead and became a Kansas City Royal.
Sal Licata.
Has to be Bo Jackson.
That is
Bo Jackson. You got it.
Did you know that?
Who
or just a buzzer?
Is Bo Jackson?
Oh Sal, you're killing us. You're killing
intellectually
us.
Bankrupt.
You're killing us.
Idiot.
I can't believe how many questions he's ruined because of this.
Are you an idiot?
So you're back down to 200.
All right, go ahead.
I'll do draft day for 400.
This is stupid. I mean, come
draft
on.
Draft day for 400. This blocking Mr. Irrelevant won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants in January 2008.
Wait, repeat that
yes,
question?
Yes, please.
I'll repeat the question. This blocking Mr. Irrelevant won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants in January 2008.
Yeah, at least is over. Sean Morash.
Who is Madison Hedgecock?
Oh, that's a big loss.
That's a big loss.
Wow. How much was that one?
That's 600.
That was 400. That was 400.
Oh, that was 400?
400. So
he's now down to 1,200.
Evan, did you score right when he lost 600 on the Bo Jackson?
Yeah, that's why he's down to 200. Right now it's 1,200 to 200. Sal, you have a choice here. You can buzz in and get these points, or you could just skip it and say, I don't know. Your call for 400.
Yeah, I don't know it.
All right. The answer was Jim Finn. Jim Finn, Mr. Irrelevant for Chicago Bears, became a New York Giant. He did not play in the 2007 season, but he was on the team and won a Super Bowl.
All right.
We've never heard of him.
We've got two.
He had a fractured scapula.
Two questions left. The board is still. Who has the board? I forgot now.
Sean. Did you pick?
Sean.
Did you pick?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, I think that was Sean.
So Sean has the board still.
Let me make sure this works because it's ruined. Okay.
What are we at here? I have
Super Mario for 400 or Super Mario for 600. Those are the only two left.
And I'm up 1,000?
You're up 1,000, correct.
So a question clinches it.
That is correct. That if is you can pull off one of these, it's over, and you will have won intellectually bankrupt.
I will play under protest, though.
Go ahead.
Who is Super Mario? Super Mario for 400.
Super Mario for 400. Sean gets it. He wins.
This spinoff to Super Mario often would drive you in circles.
That's Sal Licata, Sal.
What is Mario Kart?
There it is.
What is Super Mario Kart?
No, it's Mario Kart.
That's the name of it. It's Super Mario Kart.
It's Mario Kart.
It's Mario Kart. Originally, it was Mario Kart, and then it became Super Mario Kart.
Just for the record, right now, Sean is up 1,200 to 600, which means it's a 600-point lead, and there's 600 on the board. So if Sal can get this right, it's a tie.
Yeah.
If Sean gets it right, he
wins.
What
do we do in the event of a tie?
We'll figure that out when we have a tie.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, the last clue. This original name for Mario is the same as Nike's most famous silhouette.
Sal Licata for the tie.
Well,
I'll read it again.
Who or what is?
either way.
Good God. What is, or who is, I guess, in this particular case, Jumpman?
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
That is correct.
And this thing is tied at 1,200.
Did you know that one, Marash?
No, but the original Mario Kart is Super Mario Kart.
It's not Mario Kart. I looked it up.
Stop fighting. Tiki, yes. We're tied. Do we have a tiebreaker?
I got to think about a tiebreaker.
You know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll take a very quick break, and we will come back with the exciting conclusion.
I don't want to play anymore this stupid game, what is, who is.
Actually, I did make a mistake.
What's that?
Not with the score. We haven't heard the theme song.
Oh, God.
For Intellectually Bankrupt versus the Fat Moron. So before we take this quick break, let's take a listen to the official theme song of this incredible Tiki Jeopardy.
Tiki Jeopardy's the wildest show. Sal's intellectually bankrupt. Oh, no. Sean Morash, a fat moron too. Clashing wits, a messy crew. That boutique barber lights the fight. Brain power's dim, it's quite a sight. Who'll win this crazy trivia fight? Butterbean Morash or the intellectually bankrupt Sal? Let's go.
All right, when we come back, we'll find out who's going to win this incredible competition. Sal Licata, also known as Intellectually Bankrupt, Sean Morash, known as the Fat Moron, have battled to a tie in Tiki Jeopardy. We have a simple solution. A final Jeopardy in which they will find out the category, get to bet the amount of points they want. They're both at 1,200. And then we'll see as they both write down the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we'll determine a winner in a fair way. This is a battle of wits between Sal and Sean. And I got to tell you, overall, I think they both have done a great job.
Yes.
I think Sal screwed up by not saying who is or what is numerous times. But I think your knowledge has been really good, personally.
I beat myself here. I'm already annoyed.
But you should
have wiped the floor with them.
You still have a chance.
Yeah.
Same thing with you, Sean.
What, sure. What, did you think I didn't know those answers?
Do you have a piece of paper?
You didn't know
there,
the Giants Sean? Answer.
Well, all right, I got one fullback who actually played mixed up with the other one.
That's a giant question. You missed a giant.
Both of you need a piece of paper.
Yes.
I will supply one.
I got paper. Can I get a pen?
You got one.
Okay.
So here's.
Thank you. Thank you, TK. I don't have a pen.
Here's a pen.
Okay.
I'll give you my scoreboard pen.
Okay.
You have a pen, Sean.
Yes, he does.
I have a pen.
Tiki will supply the category.
Why do I care
then
about this so much?
They will. Because you don't
like
want
to
be.
Win. You like to win.
Tiki will supply the category. Each contestant will blindly put down how many of the 1,200 points they want to place. We'll get the question, we'll get the answers, and we will crown a winner. So, Tiki, the floor is yours.
Yes, okay. The category for Final Jeopardy is Jeopardy hosts.
Jeopardy hosts?
Jeopardy hosts.
Okay.
Okay.
So they are each writing down
so
blindly.
So right now we have to write what we're...
You not tell us how many points.
You can only put down as much money as you have. So if you want to bet 1,200, 1,200. If you think you're going to get it wrong and you're going to get... You only want to lose 200, you bet 200.
Yes.
Right? So
your confidence in the category leads you to this. It's like they've never watched Jeopardy before.
Are you surprised?
No. So now that you have both written down your numbers...
Sean has written down his number.
Okay.
I can confirm that.
All right. Sal has written down your number.
Okay. No, I don't need it.
Now let's get the question.
The question for Final Jeopardy. This is the name of the permanent host of Jeopardy post Alec Trebek.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun,
Sean, it seems very confident. He's feverishly writing a name down on a piece of paper. He has finished writing.
All right. So now the way it works is we're going to get each of their answers. And then the reveal after will be how many points they wagered.
Yes.
So first, Sean Morash, what is your answer?
Mayim Bialik? Who is Mayim Bialik?
Who is Mayim Bialik? Okay. Sal, what is your answer?
Who is Ken Jennings?
The correct answer is Ken Jennings!
How do you not know that?
How many did you bet?
How much money did you
bet? All of it! I was all in!
How about you, Sean?
I bet all of it, yeah.
So the final score is Sal 2,400, Sean 0.
I mean, I deserve that one anyway, but I'm surprised you didn't know Ken Jennings, the host of Jeopardy.
Every time I feel like I walk into my parents' house and Jeopardy's on, it's the girl from Big Bang Theory.
Jennings.
Well, congratulations to Sal Licata.
I'm still upset because it should have been a better victory. With the Bo Jackson one really annoyed me.
Wow,
but thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sean, show some class and congratulate him.
Nah.
Hey, Sean, was it Mario Kart or Super Mario?
We know the answer. I don't care.
They were both spinoffs. It didn't matter.
Oh, my God.
Well, Sal, thank you for doing this.
Guys,
and congratulations.
Great theme song. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Sal Akana.
Intellectually
everybody.
Bankrupt.
Intellectually bankrupt needs to be retired. Because the man came in here with pressure on him. He got a lot of questions right. And quite frankly, Sean, he whipped that ass.
Are you an idiot?
We'll talk more off air for the next time this
happens. Oh, you're upset. You sound a little prickly right now.
I don't want to sound like a baby because the audience doesn't care. All I will say is big time technical problems back here.
Technical problems? What does that mean?
We were separated by rooms due to microphones, which we all agreed to, so I'm not complaining. Yeah. All I will say is there was definite hesitation in buzzer to out there.
Why would there be a hesitation in the buzzer?
Okay.
So bring the buzzer in right now.
Well, there was one where I know you were hitting it.
I'm hitting it, and then it's
fine. We gave that one to you, though.
Yeah. Then there were a couple of times I'm hitting it and go, why isn't the sound firing as quick as his?
I want you to very quickly come in here and hand me your buzzer. Okay, so we have these beautiful buzzers that I would actually recommend for any parents that have young children that are still learning to sleep by themselves or they're afraid they miss mommy and daddy. Mm. That's how we used it. All right, we have Sean's buzzer.
Yes.
Let's hit them at the exact same time with Sal's and see if there's a noticeable difference.
Are we ready?
One, two, three.
The NL East is over.
It's the same. In fact, I think you're slightly quicker.
Look, I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say. There was something off about us being
Sean's is a little louder and Sal's a little more faint, so you pick up Sean's faster. So that actually goes against your point, Sean. It's harder to hear Sal's.
The NL East is over.
Hey, it's over. Sal won.
Well,
okay.
It's over, but it's not over because I was thinking, and obviously this would not happen unless we all agree, I kind of think Sean should wear an L for the rest of the show for losing the Sal the way
what?
He did.
No.
I'll defend you on that one.
Oh, no?
I'll defend you on that one.
Yeah, I don't think he should
wear
an L.
By the way, I do actually thoroughly love those topics. I thought that was actually very well done.
You're very welcome. I thought of you specifically.
Thank you.
Well, I think you did, and your wife did a tremendous job
on this.
The
problem is, Sal kept getting them right. You couldn't get on the board.
Right. Sal kept getting it right and then incorrectly not saying who or what. Which, I gotta tell you, is an annoying part of Jeopardy. Like, it's semantics. If you got the right answer, you got the right answer. Yes.
Right, but you gotta know the rules going in, and we repeatedly said to Sal, these are the rules, and he repeatedly would get it wrong.
Oh, that's funny. Well, congratulations to Sal. The final score actually ended up being at 2,400-0. So his final score outcome against Sean was actually worse than my final outscore outcome against Sean. But either way, congratulations to Sal. Now, you heard Sal ringing a buzzer, and that buzzer was Juan Soto, because obviously, if you've listened to this radio station, you listen to him, he's a big Met fan and was very excited about Juan Soto signing with the New York Mets, as am I, as was I, as I am, as Tommy is. New information came out today about Juan Soto that I personally found very interesting.
I don't believe it.
Well, okay. Juan Soto did an interview in Espanol. Now, that interview hasn't been fully released quite yet, but a highlight of the interview was put out there. I got my wife, who speaks fluent Espanol, to make sure that what is being reported as said is true. She did confirm it. And in this clip of this interview that I will gladly listen to in its entirety on Sunday while I'm at spring training, Juan Soto said something that John Heyman never reported. He said something that no reporter ever reported, and that was the Mets didn't make the highest offer.
How is that possible?
How is
someone
it possible
offered more? That someone else, because we know it wasn't the Yankees, offered more than $800 million? Because that's ultimately what it came down to. I know we look at what his deal is, but it has the opt-out clause, which ultimately is going to push his deal to $800 million.
Right, right.
Because he's going to opt out, and the Mets are going to do what they have to do. They might not. Unless if he's washed, they won't. But he's not going to be washed when that opt-out comes. Who else is offering $800 million? Who else would have offered? Not the Rangers.
Juan Soto confirmed that there were five teams going heavily after him. And again, this is Juan Soto. This isn't John Heyman. This isn't, you know, just some random reporter. This is Juan Soto himself. And he mentioned by name the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Boston Red Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Mets, and obviously the New York Yankees. So those are the five teams he confirmed, his mouth, on teams that were going after him. He said someone offered more than the New York Mets. In the clip that has been released so far, he has not revealed the team, but I think it's obvious who the team is. It's not the Yankees, for anyone who thinks this is going to be a swerve. Because I think if that was the case, Brian Cashman would have told us.
Right.
Like, I really do. I think Cashman would have been honest.
It would have come out already that we offered more, he chose them.
And by the way, way, the reason why, for anyone who's skeptical, saying, no, they wouldn't want to admit that because that's embarrassing. That's not true. Here's why the Yankees would admit that. They don't want it thought of that they got outbid.
Right.
So I think Cashman, and specifically Hal, would have ran to the nearest microphone to say, we offered more money. So I think it's clear it's not the Yankees. I think it's obvious it's the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. They've been the team chasing everybody.
Right. We talked about this past offseason, how it seems like they were willing to give almost everybody top-of-the-line money, and nobody said yes.
So I believe it's the Blue Jays. I think, would you guys agree that that is probably
the
case?
It's the only team that makes sense that would have offered more, but I have a hard time believing that they offered more.
I'm with Tiki.
Why would you guys not believe Juan Soto?
Number. They're not, I mean, it's a big enough market, but it is not an enormous market.
Rogers Media is a huge business, and they're trying to acquire players.
Yeah, but
they tried to get Ohtani. They offered him $700 million.
Does that make sense for a corporation? Look, I don't know their finances, and I know it's part of the television network, and the owners is a billionaire, but does that make sense to throw that on your bottom line? It doesn't make sense.
The reason I'm going to disagree with you is, you're asking me my opinion on if it makes sense. Mm-hmm. My opinion doesn't matter. Like, it's, were the Blue Jays willing to do it? If they were willing to offer him $740 million, why wouldn't they be willing to offer him $790 million? You know what I mean? Like, why? I don't know why you guys are questioning that.
Because wouldn't that part of this leaked out by now, other than Juan Soto saying that?
No. Why would it leak out?
We hear so much about Blue Jay offers, money. Right. We even heard the flag. Why wouldn't it come out for the Blue Jays to show how serious they truly were?
I'll walk you through that. Let's start with the Yankee thing. Do we all agree that if the Yankees made the highest bid, they would have ran to the nearest microphone to make that clear?
They would have done it immediately.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I was afraid of you. I was afraid Tommy was going to be like, no, they're embarrassed. They're little brother.
No, no, no. That's their way of saving face, running immediately saying, no, we offered the most.
It wouldn't be saving face in this case. It would be true if it was the case, right?
No, but my point is, by putting it out there, you're trying to save face.
So we all agree it's not the Yankees. This is not a Yankee Met thing, okay? So now Sean asked the question, why would the Blue Jays want that out there?
Me too. I don't understand why the Blue Jays would want it out there.
Why wouldn't they want it out there? Because they didn't put it out there.
Right.
I don't think they want that image to continue to be played out that no one wants to play there.
But that's the reality of it.
I know, but why would you want that out there about your franchise, especially as you're trying to re-sign Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Why is that good for you?
Because the next free agent would now say, I'm going to get the most money from the Toronto Blue Jays.
But they already know they're going to make big offers because they've been doing it year after year.
But it's also contradictory to what we're hearing from Vlad Guerrero's camp right now, which is that this offer that he's looking at is less than $600 million.
Why would that be contradictory? Let me tell you something about Vlad. He's not Juan Soto. I wouldn't offer Vlad Juan Soto money.
He's a better defensive player than Juan Soto.
At first base, sure. Juan Soto plays right field. That's a position.
Vlad matches home runs.
Would you rather have Vlad than Juan Soto?
It depends on what we're talking
about. No,
depends.
It depends
on what I need.
I completely disagree with you. I would not offer Vladimir Guerrero 15 years, which is what he's confirmed he's asking for. And I think the Blue Jays, much like the Mets, much like every other team in baseball, I don't need to be proven right, but I will be next year because you'll see what happens in free agency. Nobody in their right God-loving mind is going to offer Guerrero anywhere near Juan Soto. So we could argue about it on March 7th, but I'm telling you right now, I'll be proven right because no one's going to make an offer anywhere close.
But nonetheless, though, Evan, we're still living in a world with athletes, and Juan Soto is not the first or the last to go somewhere, take the biggest offer they had, and then suddenly act like it's a problem that they took the biggest offer.
Well, hold on, you're jumping ahead, so we're going piece by piece here.
Okay.
I wanted to answer, because we'll address that, fair. I wanted to address the Blue Jay thing, like why they wouldn't say it.
Yep.
Do you guys not buy that the reason they wouldn't want it out there is because it makes them look bad?
No.
That's my point.
I think they already look bad because we already know this.
This would make them look worse.
We already know that they've offered a ton of money to a lot of different free agents and everybody said no.
Right.
So they already look bad.
But this would make them look worse if they offered even more money than the Mets and they still didn't get the guy. That would make them look. I'm just answering why they didn't leak it out. And why it took Juan Soto in a Spanish-speaking interview to say, hey, I'm being honest, someone else offered me more money. I also wonder, and this is the next part. Well, let me finish that part.
Go ahead.
You really don't think that it benefits the Blue Jays to not have it out there?
No, because eventually it is going to get out, as it is now.
But why put it out yourself? That's my only point. That's why you don't leak it.
So that your other free agents, not yours specifically, but any other free agent says, well, Toronto's serious about spending money.
But I think
this, like, the same thing happened with the Padres, for instance, or maybe even the Texas Rangers, they started spending money.
Right.
And it became, all right, this is now a destination I can look at if I want to go get paid. And there was a handful of guys that did it.
Right.
And so not that they won championships or they went to great situations, because both not really Texas, but the San Diego, they're flaky with it,
mm-hmm.
right? They'll pay you, but then I'm just kidding. No, we don't really want to.
Right. Then they'll trade
money.
You.
Right, we don't really want to spend that much money. So, but I think it sends a message when you tell everybody we are the highest spender. I know people aren't taking our money, but keep coming. We want great players.
And I'm only arguing that they've already proven that with their offer to Ohtani, and even in the Soto sweepstakes, they were considered a major, major contender. So I don't think trying to put out there, oh, by the way, we outbid the Mets, does them any good.
Mm.
Now, we get to Soto. You guys think Juan Soto is lying. Why?
Mm. Why?
We could sugarcoat it, but you think Juan Soto's lying. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Do you want me to go first, Iggy?
Go ahead.
I think he's lying because he doesn't want this stigma for 15 years that he only went chasing the money. He wants to feel like Met fans look at him and go, he wanted to be a New York Met. And already we've gone through 1 month where all we hear about is the $800 million. And for some reason, and he's not the first to do this.
By the way, that's like Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge legitimately took less money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something where athletes think we care. I don't think a Met fan in the world should care that he came there for the most money, but it's something about, well, that's the only reason he came there. And I think that bothers athletes, and I don't know why.
Who cares?
Right, who cares?
This is a free market.
Right.
I'm going to make as much money as I can doing what I do best. Now, if you whatever job you, whether it's Mario as a plumber, you're going to make the most money that you can doing what you do best.
And that shouldn't bother a
Met
fan.
And who cares?
Right.
And who cares?
But Met, for some reason, athletes want to make the most money until they make the most money, and then it's worried about perception that's what it was all about.
Right.
First of all, I agree with you. I don't think any Met fan cared. I don't think any Met fan was bothered. Juan Soto only came here for the money, so I agree with you about that. What I'm confused about is why the natural reaction is to assume that story you created, as opposed to just assuming that Juan Soto's telling the truth. Why are we leaning towards him being a liar? Has he been proven to be a liar? Why are we so, jaded as a society that we hear this from him our reaction is liar?
Because it doesn't make sense that we know why the New York Mets were going to spend $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense in our brains. Maybe we don't know enough about Rogers' communication and the ownership up there to know why they're doing this or why they would spend this much money, but it hasn't been their MO. It hasn't been their perception around them.
But they're trying,
they're going
though.
To try and spend a ton of money.
They've been trying to. So I think it is their
They've been
MO.
Trying to this offseason.
Well, last offseason, too, they thought they had Ohtani. They tried to get Shohei Ohtani. I think that's completely been their MO. So you're saying I could see 720, but I can't see 800? I don't understand that. Why? Why could you see that, but not that?
Because why didn't Juan Soto take it?
Okay, so that's the next step. All right, so we're going through all these different steps. Why didn't Juan Soto take it? Now, we could believe what he's probably going to say in the podcast, which is family, better future, ownership, city. And by the way, all that may be true.
Right.
I have no idea.
I don't want to be a Canadian.
It could also be as simple as that. I don't want to live in Canada. Or it could be those things. It could be, hey, I don't trust Rogers' communication to spend after they get me. I don't trust that they're going to keep Vlad. I don't trust that they're going to keep Bo Bichette. I don't trust that they're going to add other guys. I look at Steve Cohen, and I trust them more. Now, I don't know the answer. I'm not Juan Soto, but what I'm confused about, and I didn't know you guys were going to have this opinion. I thought it was just going to be people in the audience. I'm confused why the first reaction is to think he's lying. I don't understand that.
I'm telling you, my first reaction on that is because he's not the first nor the last that has literally said this. Now, you want me to dig up exact examples? I'd have to go back through the archive. But I know that this has happened, and I know I've had this discussion on radio. It is like,
but that means
the first time somebody sounds, I've always wanted to be here. It was about coming.
But that doesn't mean everyone's lying. Some of them may be lying. Maybe Mike Campen was lying.
I don't think. I think lying is too harsh. When you put it as definitive, you throw a derogatory statement on it, it puts whoever you're talking to on the defensive. So let's stop saying we think he's lying, because it's not that he's lying. It's not what I'm saying. It's not what Sean's saying. So stop saying that we're saying he's lying. That's not what we're talking about.
Then what are you saying?
We're saying that this is nuance. There's a nuance to this that is not perfectly clear to us, because Juan Soto, first of all, is speaking in Spanish, And so it has to be translated. Secondly, we don't know the full context of it. And so once we get clarity on that, we'll have an understanding of why he didn't choose to go to the highest bidder when everybody assumed that he was only going to the highest bidder. So why even go into negotiations or contemplate going to the Toronto Blue Jays if you don't want to go to Canada? Right? You're just using them?
Yes.
Right? Like you're just being duplicitous? Then fine. That's great.
I think that's possible. I think Otani may have done that. I don't know. I don't know if he did. I don't think Otani had to.
I think he always had a deal with the Dodgers, and he was just kind of like, I got to put on a face to make it look like the Dodgers aren't really getting me and every other Japanese player that comes in and gets posted to Major League Baseball
right.
in the future. So it's different with the Dodgers because I know where their money comes from. It's for me, when I look at the Toronto Blue Jays, maybe it's something that we'll come to accept in the future, but right now I don't believe that they're a team that's going to spend $800 million on a player. They just haven't been that team.
If
the Yankees have been that team, the Dodgers have been that team, the Rangers, to an extent, not quite this high, have been that team. The Blue Jays have not been that team.
The only reason they haven't been that team is not because of choice. They've tried to. Like, they tried to get Shohei Ohtani.
What, for 2 years?
I agree. It's not been a long time, but they've attempting, even with Vlad, they're attempting to sign him. No, I don't know what they've offered him. Guerrero, and I appreciate it, because again, the way I look at players or what people say, even if it sounds dumb what they're saying, I always like to say, I'm going to believe them until I'm proven like I shouldn't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case of Vlad Guerrero Jr., I have no reason not to believe him. He came out recently and said, I did not ask for $600 million. It's not true. I'm going to believe him.
Right.
He said it was under $600 million. Now, our brains will say $590.
Yeah, right.
Probably. But he confirmed he asked for 15 years.
Right.
So I'm believing him in that regard. The Blue Jays are clearly making an attempt to keep him if they were even at the table talking. So to answer your point about the Blue Jays, I think they've shown you the last couple of years, yes, it's a small sample size, they're trying to spend money. So the idea that they were the highest bidder on Soto to me wouldn't be crazy. It just wouldn't be. Now, I'll admit this as a Met fan. I'm talking about this because in my opinion, it's newsworthy. Mm-hmm. He said something, we're talking about it. I will look into your eyes and say this. I may meet Juan Soto on Sunday in spring training. Hopefully I get a few quotes out of him. We'll play here on Evan and Tiki because that comes before the Rico. I do not care. I do not care
right.
why he picked the Mets. I don't care if it was family.
I agree.
I don't care if it was the farm system, and I don't care if it was the money. So as we're having this discussion, just trust me that I'm not trying to prove a point. I'm not trying to make myself feel happy because it's irrelevant. He's a Met, and no matter how he became a Met, I'm good.
Right, and every Met fan feels the same way. And but probably any fan feels the same way. Who cares? Right? Who cares? Like, why? I think this is what Sean is getting at. Why do you need to tell me you took more money? Why do you need to tell me?
I think he's being honest.
Maybe your agent will tell you.
But don't you think it's possible in an interview, he's just answering the question and being honest? He was asked. Again, he said, I actually didn't take the most money.
Nuance and context. That's what I have no idea on.
Well, you are right about this. So when we talk about the most money, okay? You are right. There are a lot of nuances involved. Mm-hmm. He may not be including the value of luxury suites. He may not be including. So you're right that technically the Mets could have. I don't know. We're never going to know that because we're talking about the basics of a contract.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I think that he's asked a question. He gave an answer. And it's a surprising answer to some because I think the assumption has been for a while. I've even made the assumption. I raised my hand. Yeah, the Mets offered him the most money. That's why he came here. So when we get an answer that contradicts what we said for 4 months, some people, Sean, don't want to just say, oh, wow, I may have been wrong. Juan just told me that.
And that's why I'm happy that Juan Soto said that. I care that he picked the Mets.
Why?
Because the guy sitting to my right, what are you wearing? What's on your head right now, Sean?
A Yankee hat.
A Yankee hat. And you called the guy, no, that doesn't matter. You called the guy a liar. That's why I care.
No,
but like
Evan
said
we were calling him a liar.
No, but Sean didn't fight it. You did, Tiki. Yeah. So Sean is calling him a liar, wearing a Yankee hat, as we speak.
Not all lies are created equal, so he's not a liar.
Right.
No. But Evan, this is where I think
you called him selfish that he didn't go to the amazing day, and now you're calling him a liar because you're wearing a Yankee hat. That's why I care.
All right. All I want to say about Evan is you are questioning why me and Tiki are questioning this, yet
You came and hosted this show with us and spent weeks, at points months, talking about Juan Soto will go sign with the highest bidder. That's all it's about.
I said that a million times. You're right.
Agreed that this happened. Now you hear Juan Soto say this, and you're questioning why on earth me and Tiki would think that that's basically, you know, to a lesser extent, a load of crap. I mean, why
are
would you
asking
think that?
Me why
yeah,
I
would say, why would you have the same take me and Tiki had, but now that you hear Juan Soto,
because
you go, well, why would you guys think that?
I said this before. I try to take people at face value until they prove to me I shouldn't. And that goes with people I meet. That goes with people I work with. And that goes with professional athletes. Like, I believe people. Like, Tiki tells me something, I'm going to believe him. There'll never be a day where you'll say something that turned out not to be true. I will always trust you. Right. But let's say you did, then yes, I will look at you differently. I haven't had to do that with you. I haven't had to do that with you guys. I never had to do that with Joe or even Craig. But that's the way I view people. There are people in society, you're cynical. We're cynical. We just assume the worst. I don't. So if you're asking me, why do I believe Juan Soto, and I don't know him personally, again, I hope to meet him on Sunday, I'm taking his words and saying, wow, that's interesting. I guess I was wrong for a few months. Does that make me naive?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe.
I think this is just such a nondescript, hurtful way of... non-hurtful way of, like, twisting the truth. I think it's just a nice, soft, hey, you know what? I'm going to say this. Nobody's ever going to know the truth or not. And in the end, I always could point to this. I always wanted to be
here. How do we know that there's not a mystery team that we don't know about that offered way more money?
Maybe there is.
Other teams came out that bidded on Aaron Judge way down the line.
Because he did, in fairness, in this interview, confirm the five teams.
He did confirm the five teams?
Yes.
All right, then fair enough.
He gave us the multiple choice question, which was...
We didn't know about the Padres.
With Judge. And Tampa Bay came out later. I know he's never going to Tampa.
Juan Soto said in this interview, and again, I can't wait to listen to the whole thing because maybe there will be more context provided, but he said the Dodgers, maybe it was the Dodgers. Maybe. You know what? Teak, how about that?
You know what? And now I would believe. Honestly. But the Dodgers, the structure was probably so stupid to him.
Yes.
Like, you're going to hold my money? You're going to hold my money for 20 years?
That's it.
Oh, hell no.
That's it. You know what? I'm going to change my mind.
The deferred on the Dodgers?
I think the answer is the Dodgers.
The Dodgers deferred a five-year contract for Snell.
Yeah. Right. Think about the way they're deferring Ohtani. So they probably went to Juan because these owners are either really, really smart or they think the world's going to be over in 20 years. So they went to Juan and said, we're going to give you $800 million. But you're not going to see like 80% of it until 2050.
Right.
And so there Juan Soto can say, hey, I turned down more money because he technically did. But he said, I'm not taking that deal.
Now that makes sense to me.
That's
what the Dodgers are doing with every contract.
Yes.
I think every contract they did had deferred money this year.
I think just about every one of them. And remember what Steve Cohen said. When asked about it, he said, I wish my players would accept deferrals. Well, Juan Soto wasn't accepting deferrals.
That makes sense.
One last thing.
Yes.
I agree it might make sense. Here's the last thing that makes you think Juan Soto probably isn't telling the truth. John Heyman and him being a puppet for Boris, this would have come out.
Only what they allowed to have come out. Just remember that. Let's go to Hugo and Yonkers. What's up, Hugo?
What's up, Hugo?
Hello, good afternoon. No, I just wanted to say that I work with the city. I work with families in social services. And we are going through a mandated training for all workers that work with families about bias. And a lot of times we are not aware, and we are biased against some groups, and we are not even aware of it, you know? And I think that's what's happening. I think someone else was, you know, of a different group, you know, people tend to believe them, you know? And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not judging anybody, but we are being trained about that, and we're social workers.
No, I
because
understand.
We all tend to do that. Certain groups, we tend to believe the worst. Other groups, you know, we believe them.
I think
that's what's going on.
I hope that's not the case with Juan Soto.
I think he's wrong. I appreciate what you're saying, Hugo, and that is a serious problem in this society, in our world, in our country, for sure. But this is not a bias thing.
You know what I think about
this? This is I don't believe that Rogers Communications was going to spend $800+ million on Juan Soto.
Well, that's for you. I think in Sean's case, it's a bias with professional athletes. He just said it. He's like, I just don't believe a professional athlete who's making a ton of money is going to tell the truth about taking less money. That's your bias.
It's putting it more bluntly. I just don't understand why players do that. We don't care.
Right.
We appreciate it.
Let's go to Kevin in Warwick. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
I think I cracked the reason why Tiki and Marashman.
All right. Go ahead. He cracked it, and then he crapped out. Mm. So we never get the actual
answer. I'll finish Kevin's thought. I'll ask Sean the question. Sean, is there a world in your mind where Juan Soto just picked the Mets and wanted to be a part of the Mets because he believes in them, he believes that he can win there? Is there any world where you would believe that's the case?
As long as it came with the most money, yes.
Okay, so that's where the skepticism comes from, Sean.
I don't believe that,
though. Sean doesn't believe that Juan Soto just wanted to be a Met. Sean believes that he signed with the Mets because it's the most money. So the narrative that Sean feels, and he's entitled to feel that way, is that Juan Soto took the highest bid, and the highest bid was the Mets.
But I also think he still believes in what the Mets are building. Like, I think both things are true. But I think, comes down to it, he's going to take contenders' money if they're the most money. That's all.
All right, let's go to Kat in Brooklyn. What's up, Kat?
Hi, guys. Glad to be with you today. I think that maybe it's true about the Blue Jays, maybe it's not, but I think Juan Soto picked the Mets for the same reasons that he didn't pick the Yankees and probably would never go to Canada. Mm. He's very comfortable. He has, has his family here. He has a lot of Latina fans here. I don't know how many Latinos are in Canada.
Right. I think that's a big part of it. Right. If it was Toronto versus New York, I would. I think the L.A. thing makes more sense.
It does. to me, it's L.A. Now, when you said that, I was like, of course that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because they deferred every... I mean, Ohtani's cap number is 70 or whatever it is a tax number is like $48 million.
Right.
And he's making 70.
Right.
It's all because of how they defer it.
And that's
how they throw the signing bonuses out. Like all this other... things to manipulate the tax. It's just, of course, that's who it was.
That's how you do it with telling the truth. Yeah, I was offered more money,
right.
Except it was coming to me in 2090.
Right.
We'll find out who won Almost Champions. The committee has made a decision on the most lovable, most underappreciated, most beloved Almost Champions in New York sports history over the last 40 years. We'll get that answer. We will get back to your phone calls. A lot of passionate opinions.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.